Welcome back to the Finnsiders. Greg Likens here and pleased to be joined by Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, defensive end with the Chargers and Bills, now an analyst on NFL Network, joins us here on the Metro PCS Hotline. Sean, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. And we got to start off with the big news down here with the Miami Dolphins. It's being reported that Mike Pouncey could now miss the first 8 weeks of the season. Originally, it was going to be a shorter time than that. Knowing the struggles that Miami endured on its offensive line in 2013, how big of a loss is this going to be for the first potentially half of the season for this Dolphins team?
Well, it's a huge loss because he's one of the anchors of the offensive line and has been for a long time. But I think they also made steps into bringing the right people in and addressing those problems on the offensive line and bringing Brandon Albert in, having Jawan James there, also Dallas Thomas, because that's where they struggled at last year. And it's bad timing that Pouncey's injury is going to take a lot longer than expected. But they have made progress in other positions in order to, you know, get him back healthy and have at least a decent start without him being there.
Yeah, and those guys will be protecting Ryan Tannehill, of course, entering his third year. And, Sean, we all know the increasing importance of quarterback play in the NFL. What do you see from Ryan Tannehill as he enters his third campaign?
Well, to me, I see a lot of Phillip Rivers in him. When I watched and played against him, he definitely has the talent to be one of the elite quarterbacks in the National Football League. Unfortunately, we didn't see that before because of the problems on the offensive line and some of the issues on and off the field that the Dolphins had to deal with last year. So without those distractions this year coming, I expect Tannehill to make a big jump because I really do see him and Mike Wallace connecting a lot. Also the other wide receivers that they expect a lot of, and Rashard Matthews. So I think this is the year that Ryan Tannehill makes that jump that people need to see from him.
Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, defensive end with the Chargers and Bills, now an analyst on NFL Network. And by the way, check out NFL Network's coverage inside training camp. It kicks off tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern time, providing 9 hours of live coverage daily through August 5th. Get you covered there for training camp. All right, Sean, I know your specialty when you played was rushing the passer down here. Cam Wake really excels at that for the Dolphins. When you look at him and look at the rest of the top pass rushers across the league, where do you rank Cam Wake?
You know, I think Cam Wake is up there in pass rush, and also they have a great 1-2 punch in Vernon as well. I think that Deion Jordan being out for those four games is probably, you know, he's a rotational guy. This is another guy that's supposed to turn it around this year and be able to turn it on. I really like him coming out of college. So it is a little bit of probably going to hurt the team those first 4 weeks he's gone to not have him in that rotation. But Cameron Wake, you're talking about a guy who knows how to get to the quarterback and has a switch to turn it on and to make that big play. And you can't coach that. That's a guy that has that talent that you don't see very, very much around the National Football League.
Yes, and we always enjoy watching him get after the passers. Sean, you talked about Ryan Tannehill a couple minutes ago making that jump in year three. When you look at this Dolphins team going 8-8 last season, entering the final 2 weeks of the year, if they won one of those final two games against the Bills and Jets, they would have been a postseason team. What's it going to take from this team entering 2014 to make that switch and make that jump to be a postseason contender?
Well, you have to admire the way Coach Fieldman, who I honestly wasn't that high on when he first got there and was the head coach there in Miami, but when that situation happened last year, incognito, and those guys off the field, he handled it the best way you possibly can. That team handled it with adversity the best way you can. So without those type of distractions coming in this year and having to deal with that, I think that really held them back from the playoffs because it was more off the field attention on those guys moving forward than it was actually them playing football. So without that being there, they definitely had a potential to get there to the next level and playing in the playoffs this year. And, of course, Ryan Tannehill is going to be a big part of that. But having Pouncey back, depending on if he's gone for the first half or not, I know they were expecting him to be gone, you know, maybe the first couple weeks or so, and now they talk about, you know, 6 to 8 games. That's going to be huge. But maybe he might come around just in time enough to make that playoff push in order for them to get there.
Sean Merriman, analyst on NFL Network now, and also a former All-Pro performer with the Chargers and Bills. Sean, I got to ask you about the AFC East as a whole. You ended your career in Buffalo, so you're very familiar with all the teams there. New England obviously has dominated the division over the last decade plus. Do you see any of the teams within the division potentially giving them problems this upcoming season?
Well, I think Miami is one and Buffalo, but two, I think they've always going to have to have a possibility of splitting games with the Patriots. Now, the Patriots have been dominant in division, but if you see over time, the other teams has just been getting better. I played in San Diego where we go out, we used to crush the Raiders year in and year out, and my last year there in San Diego, they beat us after so many years, and that's because the talent and the competitiveness has just gotten that much better in the division. And that's what I see here happening in AFC East. You know, the Patriots are not going to be able to come and just dominate guys anymore because the Bills have gotten better. Miami has gotten better. And the Jets, depending on who's the quarterback and how the quarterback situation plays out, has gotten better this year. So it's more competition in that division. Whether the Patriots dominate or not, I don't think that's going to be the case this year.
Sean, getting back to the Dolphins real quickly, Koa Meese, who entered the league as kind of a pass-rushing type and then moved to a more traditional linebacker, and this year he's transitioning to middle linebacker. My question to you is, how difficult of a transition is that, as he kind of started as a defensive end in the mold of sort of a Sean Merriman and is now moving to the middle?
Well, for one, moving from a position like from the outside position where it takes more athletically gifted to get to the quarterback and do things like that, but we don't have to know as much defense as the middle linebacker position. You're talking about a middle linebacker position that is the quarterback on defense. The plays are going to be called in his helmet. He has to call the plays and break the huddle down and get everybody lined up because that's his job. So now you're talking about a different dimension of having knowledge of the game. So that's the part. I watched him play. He's athletically gifted enough to play any position on defense in that front, in those front three or four, outside linebacker or middle. But does he have the knowledge in order to be, to be an example and to be that player they need him to be on defense? It's all about him having the knowledge and knowing routes, understanding coverages, understanding formations on offense. Those are the things he's going to have to pick up.
All right, Sean, it's very interesting. I follow you on Twitter, at Sean Merriman, and you're into all sorts of different things in your post-playing career. We obviously mentioned you're an analyst on NFL Network, but also you've got your Lights Out brand as well as your work with the Clean Living Space. How's everything going away from football?
It's going great, man. I've had, when you retire, you expect in some sorts to kind of relax a little bit more, but mine has picked up. The Lights Out brand has gone great. I don't know if you guys know or remember a long time ago when I sent Jason Taylor for talking some trash. He bought me some Lights Out gear and while we were in the playoffs, but that was fun. Miami fans should remember that quite well. But, yeah, please check out the LightsOutBrand.com website. All new Lights Out products on there, T-shirts, hats, and water bottles, watches, cubes to play music, all sorts of fun things. So, it's been great.
Yeah, that's great. And then I know you've also been working with the Clean Living Space. And also kind of a follow-up to that is the Lights Out brand. It's cool how you've transitioned not only yourself post-playing career, but also the nickname that everybody always recognized you with, huh?
Yeah, you know what? It's almost like having a nickname in Rucker Park, right? You got to earn it. being called Lights Out at 12 years old and 13 years old for knocking, I knocked out four guys in high school. And being able to keep that name all the way through college and then the pros show you that I had to put in a lot of work in order to have that follow me. So I've been able to kind of push that into a brand and a lifestyle that you can do anything and live in a lifestyle, having any cups or sports bottles and bed sheets, lights, curtains, anything in your house. And now having a Lights Out disposal company in the Going Green area, teaching people how to recycle hazardous waste has been great. So check out lightsoutdisposal.com as well. It's a really cool thing to give people knowledge about how to recycle things the correct way.
Well, Sean, yeah, certainly a wealth of information on all different topics, including the NFL. Look forward to watching you on NFL Network. And again, check out NFL Network's coverage. Inside Training Camp kicks off tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, providing 9 hours of live coverage daily through August 5th. Sean, pleasure to catch up with you. Look forward to this football season. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, there he is, Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, defensive end from both the Bills and the Chargers, and now an analyst on NFL Network, joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com. Much more to come here in this 5 o'clock hour, as coming up next, not only will we have Chat's Choice, but we'll register somebody to win the authentic Dolphins helmet that we're registering someone once an hour. The 5 o'clock hour time has come, so make sure you stay tuned. We'll tell you exactly what you need to do to be a finalist to potentially win the signed autographed helmet for the Miami Dolphins as we get ready for training camp. Also, at Popular Community Bank, get totally free checking plus $125. Visit PopularCommunityBank.com for details. Popular Community Bank, the human side of banking. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.